我们今天讲的是箴言书的第四章的第一节到第九节。
Proverbs chapter 4 verses 1 through 9.
读一下第一节第二节。
Hear, O son, a father's instruction, and be attentive that you may gain insight. For I will give you good precepts. Do not forsake my teaching.
众子啊，要听父亲的教训，留心得知聪明，因我所给你们的是好教训，不可离弃我的法则。
好了，现在又是爸爸在对儿子说话。
Again, we see a father speaking to his sons.
他不单向着一个儿子说，向着很多人说。
He's talking to several sons.
他说要听父亲的教训，留心得知聪明。
He says, "Hear a father's instruction and be attentive that you may gain insight."
你看，刚才我们念的时候 ，hear， 所以真正的解释不是这样 ，hear。是这样，是个命令。
Here is actually a command.
所以要听。
The imperative, you have to hear.
所以呢，这个不是说听啊，你想听就听，不想听就不听，不是这个意思。
It's not like, oh, hear if you care to pay attention, but if not, that's too bad.
但是呢，这里边告诉我们的是什么？是你必须听，是一个命令。
It tells us that you must hear, you must listen. It's a command.
要听父亲的教训。
Listen to the father's instruction.
然后呢，要留心得知聪明。
To be attentive that you may gain insight.
因我所给你们的是好教训。
Verse 2, for I give you good precepts.
所以他爸爸给的是好教训，所以孩子呢必须听。
The father gives his sons good precepts, so they must listen.
留心听呢，你就能够得到益处。
If they listen attentively, they can...Gain good teachings.
这里叫什么呢？他讲到说 insight， 就是这里边所说的聪明。所以这个聪明呢，不是一般的说，哎，你会算一加一等于二。
Insight isn't just being smart and knowing that one plus one make two，
而是你对任何一种事物看得更加的深刻，对一个事物认识得更加的深刻。
But that you can understand everything more deeply, insightfully.
嗯哼，别人看不出来，你可以看出来。
You will be able to see what other people cannot.
有很多的人讲了说，愚昧的人，他做事情呢，就想怎么做就怎么做。
A lot of times we say that foolish people do things however they want to do.
因为他们不知道有些事情可能是很危险的。
They don't know that certain things might be dangerous.
但是这个听父亲教训的人，他有这样的聪明，他就不会想做什么就做什么。
But for the sons who have insight, because they listen to their father's instruction, they will know not to do these things.
因为他知道有些事情是危险的，不能去做。
They know that these things are dangerous, therefore you cannot do them.
好了，这里边说叫好教训。
Good precepts.
什么叫好教训
？What does that mean?
什么叫好教训？对你有益处的。
It's good for you.
就是对你有帮助的。
It helps you.
它不会害你的。
It's not something that harms you.
所以呢，他爸爸说，因为是好的。
The father says, because it is a good precept.
你就必须要听。
You must listen.
而且说，不可离弃我的法则。
And do not forsake my teaching.
因为一离弃了这个法则，就变得愚昧了。
Because once you forsake the father's instruction, then you become foolish.
所以我们再次回到一个教训当中。
Once again, we're talking about teaching.
就是你们要顺服父母的教训。
For children, you need to submit to your parents' instruction.
你不可以随便的违背你的父母。
You can't just disobey them.
因为你父母给你的教训是好的。
Because the instruction that they give you is good.
你说我爸爸妈妈不认识神呢？
You might say my parents don't know God.
那你爸爸妈妈给你的教训也是好的。
Your parents' instruction are still good for you.
你们能不能举出来一个例子说，哎，我爸爸给我的这个教训不好？
Can you think of any time when your father gives you instructions that are not good?
我妈妈让我做一个事情，不合理。
Or if my mother wants me to do something that's unreasonable.
有没有？谁能举出例子？你会觉得吃完饭我爸爸就让我去洗碗。
You might say, oh, after dinner, my dad tells me to do the dishes.
这是非常合理的，你就去做就好了。
That's very normal. You should just do it.
下雪天。
If it's snowing.
你爸爸让你去铲雪。
Your father tells you to shovel the snow.
你要去铲雪。
Go do it.、
妈妈让你去打扫卫生，你就好好打扫卫生。
If your mother asks you to clean the house, you should do it.
至少把你自己的房间弄利索点。
Or at least your own room.
你需要的就是顺服。
What you need is to submit. What you need to do is to submit.
爸爸让你吃饭的时候很认真的吃饭，很专心的吃饭，你就要很专心的吃饭。
If your dad tells you to focus on eating when you're eating, then you should eat carefully.
因为你专心好好吃饭的时候，你就能长得越来越强壮的。
Because when you concentrate on eating when you're supposed to, then you can grow taller.
所以这里让我们看到一件事情，孩子们，爸爸妈妈对你的教训，你要顺服。
So, children, you need to obey your parents' instruction.
因为上帝，我们的神，把这个权柄给了你的父母，来教导、教养你。
Because God has given your parents the authority to instruct you.
所以当你去违背你的父母的时候，或者与你父母顶撞的时候，就是违背上帝。
So when you oppose them or when you disobey, then you're disobeying God.
所以你要需要非常非常的小心。
So you need to be very careful.
不要总把爸爸妈妈讲的话从这耳朵进去，从这耳朵出来。
Don't let whatever your parents say to you go in one ear, out the other.
因为你爸爸妈妈是用爱和好的教训来给你的。
Because they give you these good precepts out of love.
必须听父母的。
You must listen to your parents.
妈妈让你停止，你就得停止。好，我们看下一个。
3 and 4.
在父亲面前为孝子，在母亲眼中为独一的娇儿。父亲教训我说，你心要纯记我的言语，遵行我的命令，便得存活。
好了，那么这里边呢，这个爸爸开始讲，当他是个孩子的时候，他是怎么做的。
Now the father's talking about what he did when he was a child.
说当他是小的时候呢，他在他父亲面前呢是孝子，在母亲眼中是独一的娇儿。
It says, when I was a son with my father, tender, the only one in the sight of my mother.
那么这里边无论是孝子也好，或者这个娇儿也好，英文里边是一个叫 tender。
Yes, tender.
Tender 的意思是什么呢？是温柔的、温顺的，像羊一样的。
It means.Gentle,
obey,
submissive,
像羊一样，是非常的温柔而且顺服。所以这个爸爸他在做见证。
The father is giving his account.
他说：“哎，我小的时候我就听我爸爸的。
When I was a kid, I listened to my father.
顺服我爸爸。
I was obedient.
我从来不和他顶撞。
I never disobeyed him, fought against him.”
然后他就讲了说，那我爸爸怎么教训我呢？
Now how did my father teach me?
我们可以这样说，如果这孩子在这说，你爷爷怎么样教训我呢？
He's telling the child, this is how your grandfather instructed me.
所以他的父亲，爸爸的父亲，爷爷在教训他的时候是这样说，父亲教训我说，你心要存记我的言语，遵守我的命令，便得存活。
So the grandfather taught the father, saying, Let your heart hold fast my words, keep my commandments, and live.
也就是说，他爸爸今天教导他了，跟他爷爷教导他爸爸是一样的。
So what the father is teaching the son today is the same as what the grandfather taught the father before.
换句话说，就是这个爸爸顺服他的爷爷。他得到了这个好处。
The father obeyed the grandfather and received the blessings,、the goodness that comes from listening to his father's instruction, and then he transmits it to his own son.
并且他在他爷爷的教训当中得到了好处，认为是对的。
He learned what was right from the grandfather.
然后他今天把这个好处呢，要告诉他儿子。
And would like to bring these blessings onto his son.
所以我告诉你一件事情，你爸爸妈妈所教训你的，都是他们经历过的。
Everything, all of your parents' instructions come from their own experience.
他们经历过那些不好的，他要告诉你不要去做。
They've experienced the bad stuff, so they tell you don't do that.
他经历这件事，哎，对自己好的，他就告诉你你要去做。
They've also experienced things that have benefited them, so they tell you to do these things.
所以我告诉你，你们要相信你们的爸爸妈妈，
so、
他们对你的教训。
You need to believe your parents when they instruct you.
尽管你爸爸妈妈可能不认识上帝，
even if they don't know God,
或者不认识真理，
or don't know the truth.
但是他依然他会把他以为好的来告诉你。
They will still tell you what they believe to be good.
换一句话说，他不会害你。
In other words, they won't harm you.
你依然要顺服。
And you must obey.
一定要顺服。好，我们再看下一节。
Get wisdom, get insight. Do not forget, and do not turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will keep you. Love her, and she will guard you.
要的智慧，要的聪明，不可忘记，也不可偏离我口中的言语。不可背弃，则不可离弃智慧，智慧就护卫你。要爱她，才就保守你。
同样，这里面又是一个命令。
Verse 5, again, we see another command.
他这里边讲的说 get, 就是你去得
get,
命令你去得
get wisdom, which means go get wisdom. He's telling you to get wisdom.
同样要得聪明也是告诉你去得聪明
get insight,
然后不可忘记不可偏离
do not forget, do not turn away
我口中的言语
from the words of my mouth.
也就是说你爷爷告诉我的
It's what your grandfather told me.
说不可以离弃这是智慧的。
You must not turn away from this because it's wise. It's wisdom.
那么这些教训就可以怎么样呢？就可以保护你，护卫你。
Because these teachings will keep you, will guard you.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我遵守了你爷爷所教训我的智慧，我就被保护了。
The father knows this because he.Follow the instruction of his father, so and he found that he was protected and guarded.
所以呢，告诉儿子，你也要听我所告诉你这些智慧，这智慧呢就能保护你。
Therefore, he tells his son, if you do the same, if you get wisdom, get insight, obey your father's instruction, it will just the same, guard you and keep you.
你不但不可以离弃。
Not only should you not forsake.
你还要去爱他。
These, but you must love her.
你必须要爱她。
You must love wisdom.
因为她保护你。
Because she will guard you.
就好你冬天，今天为什么戴个帽子呢？冷，冻头。
For example, during the winter, you wear a hat because it's cold.
所以你就爱你的帽子。
You love your hat.
因为冬天的时候戴上帽子呢，哎，就暖和。
Because during the winter, when you wear a hat, it keeps you warm.
所以今天走的时候呢，帽子忘在这了。
So if today before leaving you accidentally leave your hat here,
他就会，我的帽子拿，他一定回来拿他的帽子。
You would come back to get this hat.
因为他没有这个帽子，他就不舒服。
Because you're sad without your hat.
同样，智慧也一样，你们要去爱智慧。
The same thing with wisdom, you must love her.
你不要觉得智慧和你没关系。
You can't think that wisdom has nothing to do with you.
智慧和你关系很大。
Wisdom is very important, actually.
所以你要去爱她。
So you must love her.
不单单说，哎，我学点智慧我就够了。
It's not like, oh, I got some wisdom and that's good enough.
哎，你是要爱她。
But you must love wisdom.
你吃饭的时候会不会说我今天吃了明天我就不吃呢
When you eat, do you ever think I ate yesterday? I don't need to eat today.
你不会的昨天吃了今天你还要吃
Even if you ate yesterday, you still need to eat today.
为什么呢
Why?
因为你喜欢吃
You like eating.
为什么喜欢吃呢你必须喜欢吃
You have to like eating.
你第一天不喜欢吃的时候可能是减肥
If you don't like eating, maybe you're dieting.
你要是一个星期不吃就会饿死。
If you completely don't eat for a week, you will die.
同样的是我告诉你。
所以这里爸爸告诉他说什么呢？你必须要去得智慧，你必须要是得聪明。
So the father's saying you must get wisdom, you must get insight.
因为前面告诉我们了，你离开了这个命令，你就不能够活了。
Because in verse 4 it says, if you don't keep to these commandments, you will not live.
哎，我活得挺好啊。
You might say, I'm living pretty well.
我告诉你，活得不好。
No, you're not actually living well.
你觉得好，那是你自己觉得好。
You might think that your life is great, but that's only in your own eyes.
所以你必须去爱智慧。
So you must love wisdom.
好，下边就明白了。我们下边是。好，这里说智慧为首。
The beginning of wisdom is this.
他说这里他讲英文呢，他讲说 the beginning of wisdom is this.
The beginning of wisdom is this.
所以这里边我们讲到智慧为首，讲到说这智慧首先你要拥有智慧，首先就得要这样。
If you want wisdom first, this is what you must do.
怎么样？顺服你的父母。
Obey your parents.
我们每一个人都是从我们父母那里学，首先学到智慧的。
All of us first learn wisdom from our parents.
嗯，几岁上学的
？I think I was like.
这不用想还 I think.
Three to four.
是啊，所以我们孩子生出来的时候，不是首先从学校里边学到智慧。我们一个孩子生出来不是首先从学校那边得到智慧。
When a child grows up, it's not at school where they first learn wisdom.
也不是从你叔叔阿姨那边得到的智慧。
Not from your uncles and aunts.
嗯哼，是从父母。
But from your parents.
所以从小的时候，你们这些小孩子，你们要从小学习顺服父母。
So from a young age, you need to learn to obey your parents.
所以如果你从父母那里得不到智慧，同样你从你的老师从学校也得不到智慧。
If you don't gain wisdom from your parents, you won't be able to get wisdom from your teachers or whomever either.
所以要小心。
So be careful.
然后这里说，所以你要得智慧。
Here it says get wisdom.
然后呢，在你一切所得之内必得聪明。
And whatever you get, get insight.
也就是说当你有了智慧之后
When you have wisdom,
你再用这些智慧去获取更多的智慧和益处、
you use this wisdom to get more wisdom and insight、
哎、我告诉你很有意思的一件事是愚昧的人会越愚昧的、
foolish people they will get more and more foolish
智慧的人会更加的智慧
and wise people will become more and more wise
给你举个简单的例子哈
Here's
你看
an example.
比如说我去买东西
For example,
买苹果
For example, I go out to buy apples.
我有个眼镜。
I have a pair of glasses.
为什么呢
？Why?
我戴上眼镜，我可以看得清楚。
Because I can see clearly when I put them on.
不戴眼镜，我看不清楚。
Without my glasses, I can't see.
戴上眼镜就是个智慧人。
If I wear my glasses, I'm being wise.
摘下眼镜就是个愚昧人。
If I go without wearing my glasses, then I'm foolish.
智慧让我看得清楚。
Because wisdom allows me to see clearly.
愚昧让我看不清楚。
Whereas foolishness prevents me from seeing.
所以我去买苹果的时候，你会发现智慧人买的都是好苹果。
So when you go to buy apples, you'll find that wise people always get good apples.
愚昧人偶尔也能买到几个好苹果。
Foolish people can also get some good apples.
但是大部分都是烂苹果。
Usually they're not good.
你会发现他做别的事情，他同样也是的。最后你会发现，智慧人的家里边，他所拥有的一切都是因为这智慧看得清楚所得来的好处，好的东西。你会发现智慧人所拥有的一切都是看清楚之后得来的好东西。
You will find that everything that wise people possess comes from their wisdom, from considering things wisely.
而愚昧人呢，他所拥有的一切呢，都是从愚昧而来的烂东西。
Whereas foolish people, all they have comes from foolish ways.
所以在智慧当中得智慧，你会更加的智慧。
So when you have wisdom, you will become more and more wise.
你在愚昧当中所得的一切都会使你更加的愚昧。
And everything that you obtain from foolishness will make you more and more foolish.
所以你们要，所以这里说智慧为首。
So it says the beginning of wisdom is this.
你首先要从你父母那里开始建立你的这个温柔顺服的习惯。
You first build wisdom from your parents, from being submissive.
不要总跟你父母讲 no.
Don't always say no to your parents.
不要总把父母的话、父母的教训当成一阵风。
Don't take your parents' instructions as like very lightly or as nothing.
否则在你的成长的过程当中，你要付出很大的代价。
Because if you do this while you are growing up, you will pay the price.
有些代价你可以付的，有些代价你付不上的。
Some consequences you can afford to pay, but others you can't.
比如说婚姻。
Marriage, for example.
你们一定要小心。
You must be careful.
我告诉你一件事情，没有父母祝福的婚姻，你千万不要结婚。
You must not get married without your parents' blessing.
结婚不是为了离婚。
You don't get married in order to get divorced.
在结婚这件事情，你只能犯一次错误。
When it comes to marriage, you only get one chance.
那么这个错误就一直伴随着你。
If you make a mistake, then this mistake will follow you.
所以，你不可以把父母的教训当成一阵风一样的不去注意。
So you must not take your parents' instruction lightly.
所以在这方面，你如果犯了错误。
You
make, 你只能有一次。
If you make a mistake when it comes to this, then you, well, it's your only chance.
我们看到很多的孩子哈。
We see a lot of children.
他们从小就是不听父母的教导。
Since they're a kid, they don't listen to their parents.
他很喜欢玩啊。
They always like to play.
他就错过了学习的机会。
And they miss their chance to study.
当若干年之后，他想说：“哎，我要学习了。”
When they're older, they think, oh, I want to study.
他回来再来学习的时候
，When they come back to study,
that's a different story. 那就另一回事了。你可能没有机会了。
Maybe they've passed by their chance. Their chance has passed them by.
那时候你就会回想，哦，为什么不听我爸爸妈妈的话呢
？They'll look back and say, why didn't I listen to my parents?
你们今天十几岁的孩子，几岁的孩子，你们都没有经历的。
Maybe when you're under 20 years old, maybe you don't have such experiences.
我小的时候呢，你知道我是一个嘴很甜的孩子。
When I was younger, I was a smooth talker.
我是当面就顺服他们的。
I would obey my parents when they were right there.
当我转身的时候呢，我想怎么做我就怎么做。
But when I went to do my own thing, I would do whatever I wanted.
但是今天回想起来呢，我都是做错了。
But looking back, I realized that was all wrong.
但是现在我能不能改呢
？But can I change this?
现在改没有用了。
It's useless to try to change these things today.
我只能在他身上改，在我的女儿身上改。
I can only make this change by instructing my child.
不是改我，是改他。
I can't change my own life, but I can change her.
所以这个呢，我们要清楚。
So this is what we need to understand.
我们要非常的清楚。好，我们看下一节。
还是孩子， she will exalt you, she will honor you if you embrace her. She will place on your head a graceful garland, and she will bestow on you a beautiful crown. Praise her highly, and she will exalt you. She will honor you if you embrace her. She will place a She'll place on your head of a grateful garland. She'll bestow on you a beautiful crown.
高举智慧，他就使你高升；怀抱智慧，他就使你尊荣。他必将华冠加在你头上，把荣冕交给你。
好，前边他爸爸讲到了，你要听我教训你。
So earlier we saw the father saying to the son, "You must listen to my instruction."
为什么呢？因为你爷爷也这样教训我。
Because your grandfather taught me in the same way.
我就听了你，我就顺服了你爷爷的教训。
And having listened, obeyed to your grandfather's instruction,
我就得到了益处。
I was blessed.
嗯。然后呢，下面他就说你要高举智慧，他就使你高升。
So verse 8 says, prize her highly and she will exalt you.
这是个结论 conclusion.
This is the end result.
怀抱智慧，她就使你尊荣。
She will honor you if you embrace her.
她必将华冠加在你的头上，把荣冕交给你。
She will place on your head a graceful garland.
这个爸爸是什么？还记不记得？
Do you remember who is this father?
这个爸爸是个王哎。
The father is a king.
所以他说什么呢？我高举了你爷爷所教给我的智慧。
I lifted up the teaching that I received from your grandfather.
所以我现在就被高升了。
So I have been exalted.
我怀抱了你爷爷所教我的智慧，然后我今天得到了尊荣。
I embraced these teachings, so I was honored.
所以这是他爸爸所经历的。
This is everything that the father has experienced.
所以他告诉他儿子说，你必须得听我的教训。
So he will tell his son, you must listen to me.
你如果听了我的教训，
If you listen to my instruction,
如果你听了这样的教训的话，同样这个智慧也会把华冠放在你的头上。
If you listen to my teaching, in the same way, wisdom will place on your head a graceful garland.
然后将荣冕交给你。
And will give you a beautiful crown.
你也会成为一个很被人尊重的一个王。
And you will also be an honored king.
所以他这个爸爸用自己的经历来在他儿子面前做一个见证。
So the father is using his own experiences to give this account to his son.
让他儿子可以顺服他的教训。
So that his son will obey his instruction.
所以我告诉你一件事情，无论是这里讲到的高升也好，或者是尊荣也好，或者华冠也好，或者是这个荣冕也好。
So whether it be exaltation or honor or the garland or the beautiful crown,
是别人给你的，不是你自己给自己的。
These are all things that are bestowed upon you by other people, not that you do yourself.
如果你自己给自己，这叫什么呢？
If you give yourself a crown, what is that?
这叫骄傲。
That's pride.
举个简单的例子哈，我们去看奥林匹克运动会。
For example, we're going to see the Olympics.
我去看奥林匹克运动会，有比赛，跑步的比赛，100米。
There's a 100-meter race going on.
然后有一个人呢，跑了第一名。
And the first person, the first.
然后很开心啊。这样很开心的，他很开心，很激动，
first,
因为他第一。
The person who gets first place is very happy, very excited.
然后呢，很成千上万的人就向他欢呼。
And then everyone in the crowd starts cheering.
然后他就站在一个台上。
And he stands on the what is it? The pedestal, the、
uh-huh.
the thing.
然后呢，
the steps,
就有一个很尊贵的人，很 noble 的人。
哦、oh, ，很 noble 的人。
Uh-huh.他要升了，你知道那个有这么高的台阶，有这么高的，有这么高，有这么高的。第一那个站在哪儿？最高的。
So the person who gets first place，
他就高升了。你看吧，我们高升。
Stands the highest。
哎，又高升了，哎，就高升了。然后呢，那个很尊贵的人就给他一个什么？给他一个华冠，给他个荣冕戴在他头上。
And this is the person who distributes the medals.We'll put a crown on this person's head.
嗯，所以儿子在这啊
，and everybody cheers.
然后我觉得哇，太荣耀了。
And it, wow, it's such an honor.
哈，我回家的时候，我路过一元店。
And I go home. I go to Dollarama.
我买一个很像金牌的那个巧克力。
I buy like a chocolate medal.
我绑个绳上面。
And I tie like a ribbon to.
然后我又从这个借了他的帽子
，and I borrow someone's hat。
我回家自己站在凳子上，把那帽子戴上，完了戴着这一个玩儿，哈哈哈哈。
If I go home, I stand on a chair, I put on the fake medal and the hat, and I cheer for myself。
你觉得我荣耀吗
？Is this honor？
这是我自己给我自己荣耀，对不对？
I'm honoring myself。
人家那个奥林匹克冠军，那是真荣耀。
At the Olympic Games, you get an actual honor.
是别人给他的。
Because it was given him by someone else.
是别人承认的。
Everybody recognizes this person's honor.
是别人，大家都同意把这个荣耀给他的。
And everybody agrees that this honor should be bestowed upon him.
我这个荣耀呢，是我自己给我自己的。
Whereas myself, I gave myself my own honor.
我可能很高兴。
I'm very happy about it.
我可能很激动。
And excited.
但是没有用，假的。
But it's worth nothing. It's fake.
所以我告诉你一件事情，孩子们，骄傲。刚才我坐那，你觉得很好笑吗？
You might think it's funny that I stood on a chair.
但是我们常常做这种事情。
But we often do this sort of thing.
我们自己给自己戴个帽子。
We give ourselves a crown.
就以为自己是一个君王。
And we think we're like a king.
我们一元店买一个巧克力戴上，我们就以为自己是冠军。
We get some medal from the dollar store, and we think we're some champion.
这叫骄傲。
That is pride.
这不是真正的尊荣。
That's not really honor.
真正的尊荣是别人给你的。
True honor is given to you by someone else.
为什么呢？因为人家看到你里边的智慧。
Because they can see that you have wisdom.
你不要觉得奥林匹克运动会那个冠军他只是体力哈。
You can't think that the Olympics is only about physical competition.
啊哈，那是智慧的较量。
It's also training wisdom.
那是智慧，是智慧。我跟你说，你是不一定相信的。你知道，当那些跑100米的那个人哈。他要学一个课的，在大学里边要学一门课的。
People who run the 100-meter race, for example, they have to learn certain things. They have to take a class.
他要学一个大学里边研究生的课程，甚至于博士的课程。
A high-level course.
你知道叫什么吗？叫解剖学，就是把你嘎开，把人嘎开了，看里边东西那个玩意儿叫什么？
A course where you dissect people.
就是我们在高中的时候时常做个实验，拿个青蛙把它嘎开，然后看，哦，这是它的心脏，
Anatomy?
这是它的肺，啊
，anatomy，
不是，就是真的把它切开的
，dissection，
所以是智慧哈，不单单是体力。
So it's not only a physical thing.
当他明白了身上这所有的肌肉的时候是怎么排列的
，When you can understand how, your muscles are rhythmed，
他就知道如何的来。运用这些肌肉使他跑得比别人更快。
You can understand how to use these muscles to run faster than others.
所以我告诉你，从来就没有什么真正意义上的说，就是靠体力的。
There's never actually anything that only relies on physical.
人家看到你里边的智慧。
They can see that you have.
你是怎么看到？是不是说把它割开看里边有没有智慧呢？
How do you see wisdom? Is it that you cut yourself open and show people your wisdom?
从我们每天的说话。我们每天的做事情，人家就可以看出来，哎，这个人有智慧。
From the way you speak and you act in your everyday life, people can tell that you have wisdom.
人家就会尊重你。
And they will honor you.
所以说你是靠着什么来得到这个尊荣的呢？
So, what? By what do you get honor?
智慧。
By wisdom.
所以孩子们，我们今天所讲的第一节一直到第九节的经文。
Verses 1-9 that we've looked at.
告诉我们一件事情，智慧非常的重要。
Tell us that wisdom is very important.
你要从小就要从父母那里边来学习智慧。
From a young age, you must learn wisdom from your parents.
借着你们来顺服你们父母的教训。
By obeying their instructions.
对你一生都有好处
And it will benefit you for the rest of your life.
你会从这智慧当中得到尊荣。
From wisdom, you will be honored.
你会从这智慧当中学到冠冕。
You will get a beautiful crown.
你会在这智慧当中，你会更加的智慧。
In your wisdom, you will become more wise.
所以非常非常的重要的。
So wisdom is very important.
从小不要总跟父母说 no.
Don't always just say no to your parents.
所以我常跟孩子们讲一句话是什么呢？
I often say to children,
对于父母的命令
when it comes to your parents' instruction,
你第一反应
your first response, reaction,
永远是顺服
is always just to obey.
举个例子哈
For example,
好，比如说爸爸让你去铲雪，外边雪下得很大，哇，你看这雪很大。
For example, your dad tells you to shovel the snow.
你吃过饭了
you just finished eating.
啊，肚子有些不舒服。
You have a stomach ache?
肚子有些不舒服，刚吃完饭了，吃多了。
Maybe you ate too much.
吃完之后，爸爸说，去把桌位上的雪清理一下。
After you're done eating, your father tells you to shovel the driveway.
你怎么回答呢？
What do you do?
对，这是非常重要的。 你的回答非常重要。
Your reaction is very important.
我们通常呢，因为你让我扫雪，我会扫的。
If you tell me to go and shovel the snow, I'll do it.
但是我肚子不舒服。
But I have a stomach ache.
所以呢，我们通常反应通常会这样说：等一会儿。
Normally, we'll say no. Wait a minute.
但是我告诉你，当你讲到等一会儿的时候，在父母的眼里就是悖逆。
But when, as soon as you tell your parents wait, in their eyes they already see disobedience.
所以你记住这个法则。
You need to remember this principle.
你永远要跟你爸爸说好，我去扫雪。
You always need to tell your parents, yes, I'll go do it.
然后再说，我肚子有些不舒服，过十分钟我再去。
And then explain maybe.I have a stomach ache. Can I do it?
你说这有什么区别呢
？What's the difference?
都是要过十分钟之后再去采血。
You might think either way, I'm gonna wait 10 minutes.
但是我们的回答表达出来，我们或者是顺服，或者是不顺服。
But our response to our parents shows whether or not we obey them.
比如说，你们爸爸妈妈从国内打电话给你们来，你们是留学生，说，哎，你要好好学习啊。
If, for example, your parents call you and says, "Oh, study hard."
你怎么说
？How do you respond?
Okay.
Okay.
那你是好孩子。通常一些孩子会说：“我好好学习了吗
？”A lot of children will say, "But I'm already studying very hard."
言外之意，还用你说吗
？In other words, I don't need you to tell me this.
所以永远都不要讲这话。当你讲这句话的时候，在父母的眼里，这就是一种顶撞。
As soon as you say something like that, your parents see rebellion.
因为妈妈让你好好学习，她是出于她的爱心，她是对的，没错的。
Your mother tells you to study hard, out of her love. She's totally within her rights.
很有意思的一件事情是这样。
A very interesting thing is.
你跟妈妈说，是妈妈，我一定会好好学习的。
You tell your mom, yes, I will definitely work hard.
但是最近呢，我学习有点差了。
But recently, I'm not doing as well.
为什么我最近身体不好？
Because I'm not feeling so great, healthy.
你妈妈马上会告诉你，孩子啊，你多休息吧。
Then your mother will tell you, "Oh, rest up."
所以你明白了，你妈妈对你，你爸爸对你的教训，永远是以爱作为出发点的。
So your parents' instruction to you are always coming from love.
但是我们很多的孩子第一反应都是觉得说，你把我当傻瓜啊。
But most children, their reaction is, "Oh, you think I'm dumb."
你最近要好好学习啊！马上到期末了，要好好学习啊！
Oh, you have to study. Your finals are coming up.
行行，我知道，知道了，别磨叽。
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I don't need you to tell me this.
我知道。行行行行行行行。
Yeah,
好了，还有别的事儿没？
Is that all?
我们通常是这样子的，千万不要这样子的。
How we normally talk, but we shouldn't. We shouldn't.
对于父母的教训。
When it comes to our parents' instruction,
或者说他的爱心
or their love,
你的反应一定也是从爱里边所出来的顺服。
Your response, your reaction to them must also be obedience out of love.
我小的时候，你知道，我爸爸妈妈对我看得特别严。
When I was a kid, my parents were very strict with me.
我像 Daniel 这个年纪的时候，我每天早上就要4:15起床。
When I was 6 or 7 years old, I would.No, 7 or 8 years old, I would have to wake up every morning at 4.
起床不是 wake up.
Get out of bed at 4.
是。让你起床啊？你谁愿意起床呢？
Who likes?
没人愿意起床的。但是从小他们就这样训练我。
But they trained me since I was a kid.
所以，我一直到今天我就得到了这个益处。
So I'm benefiting from it today.
但是把这个习惯建立起来的时候非常困难。
But it's very difficult to build this habit.
所以因为这事我挨了不少打。
So they beat me for this.
所以孩子们你们要清楚要学习顺服。
So children, you need to learn to be obedient.
父母是出于爱心来教训你。
Parents teach you out of love.
你必须从爱心当中来接受。
And out of love, you must receive this teaching.
千万不要选择悖逆。
You must not choose rebellion.
你选择顺服，你得到的就是益处。
If you choose obedience, you will be blessed.
如果你选择反抗，
if you choose disobedience,
你就必从你的反抗当中、不顺服当中自食恶果。
If you choose to disobey, you will eat the fruit of your disobedience.
所以孩子们千万不要骄傲，千万不要骄傲。
You must not be proud.
而且更有趣的一件事情，你会发现是什么呢？我们在老师面前不敢骄傲。
You'll find that in front of your teachers, you won't be proud.
为什么？老师比你厉害。
Because the teacher is smarter than you.
你也不敢跟你的同学骄傲。
You won't be proud around your classmates as well, either.
因为你同学当中都是学霸。
Because they're all very intelligent.
我们唯一敢做的就是在我们的父母面前。
The only people that we dare to be proud around is our parents.
老师批评你的时候，你有没有敢这样说？行，算了，我知道了，我知道了。
When your teacher rebukes you, do you ever say, yeah, I know, okay, stop?
你敢这么说吗？你不敢。但是你却敢跟父母说，算了，不要啰嗦了。
However, you feel okay saying that to your parents.
所以年轻人
，young people，
千万不要做一个愚昧人。
You must not be foolish.
孩子的智慧从哪里起头的呢
？Where does a child's wisdom start？
对父母的顺服。
Their obedience to their parents.
所以剩下的时间呢，我们就来讲父母。
Now we'll talk about parents.
当讲到父母对父儿女对父母的顺服的时候呢
？When we talk about children obeying their parents,
你必须要记住这里边的一件事情。这个爸爸给儿子的是好教训。
You must remember that the instruction that the father gives the son here are good precepts.
我们必须给我们儿女好的教训。
We must give our children good precepts.
否则。我们就在害我们的孩子。
Otherwise, we would be harming our children.
他得不到益处。
And they will not be able to get this blessing.
我们每个父母，他的好的教训呢，都不一样的。
Every parent has different good teachings.
有个小朋友回家的时候，跟他爸爸说，有个小朋友把我打了。
For example, a kid goes home, tells his father, somebody.
欺负我
hit me was somebody bullied me today.
他爸爸说，他爸爸眼中看为好的事情是什么呢？那你为什么不打他呢？
His father might think it's a good teaching for him to tell his son. Then why didn't you hit him back?
所以你培养出来的儿女呢，就是这样培养出来的儿子呢，就是个战士。
If you teach your children that way, then you will be raising a bully, someone who likes to fight.
所以在每个人父母的当中呢，那个好的教训呢都不一样。
So every parent in his own eyes has a different understanding of what a good precept is.
但是我们讲的这个好的教训是什么呢？
But when we say good precepts,
这个爸爸说，就是你爷爷教我的。
The father says it's the teachings from the grandfather.
那这个爷爷的爷爷是谁教的呢？
What about the grandfather's grandfather?
他从神来的，前面我们讲过了，真理。
It comes from the Bible, the truth of the Bible.
是从上帝那里来。
It's from God.
因为上帝就是这智慧的本身。
Because God is wisdom.
所以我们要培养的是我们的孩子，他要认识真理。
So what we need to teach our children is
要认识真理。
To teach them to know truth.
圣经也告诉我们，我们要在真理当中把孩子养大了。
The Bible also tells us to raise our children in the truth.
今天中国有个名词叫什么？叫熊孩子。
There's an expression in Chinese.
就像熊一样的孩子。
A bear child.
不是 bear child 啊，熊孩子怎么说？英文怎么翻译？行啊，就熊孩子吧。什么叫熊孩子呢？谁能定义一下？好，你乐了，你对熊孩子很有了解的。什么叫熊孩子？不懂礼貌的。熊孩子的问题出在哪里？不听话，粗鲁。背逆父母的，什么样叫熊孩子？
不听管教
的，
不守规矩的
，什么叫熊孩子呢？熊孩子，我今天想了一下午，我给下个定义，就是这个孩子，他对做一个人的各种能力的缺失。
It's when somebody totally lacks the normal capacities of a human.
对了，他就缺少一个做人的基本的能力。
Who doesn't know how to be a person.
你比如讲，哎，怎么说？不守规矩。
If it's someone who doesn't listen to rules.
这是一种能力的缺失。他对周围的人没有认识。
that's a lack of if you don't follow any rules, it means you don't have any consideration for other people.
所以刚才我们所有讲这些有关熊孩子的特点呢，都是他的能力的一种缺失，没有能力。
All of the things that were mentioned are can basically be summarized in that this type of child doesn't have any abilities to do anything.
而这种能力的缺失导致这种孩子盲目的自高自大。
Which causes this child to be just like blindly proud.
他们觉得天下他就是第一。
They think they're number one in the whole world.
实际他什么也不是。
When in actuality they're nothing.
这就是熊孩子。
That's what this expression means.
那么这孩子能力缺失是哪来的呢？
Why does this child?
为什么孩子会天生有能力的缺失呢？不可能的。
It's not possible for him to be born this way.
上帝造人的时候，
God,
是人可以学习这种能力。
When God created man, he created him with capacity to learn.These skills and abilities.
那为什么这些孩子他们就没有呢？
Why is it that these children just lack them?
因为我们这些做父母的把学他学习的能力给剥夺了。
Because parents have removed their ability to learn, to study.
我们所有的事情都替我们的孩子去做。
Because we do everything for our children.
这些孩子在不需要的当中，没有需要学习的情况下怎么样呢？长大了。
They were never in need. They never needed to learn anything, and that's how they grew up.
你说他熊，是父母把他养成熊。
If they're like this, their parents have cultivated them to.
他没有能力，是因为父母替代了他的能力。
They don't have any skills because their parents have substituted.Their own skills.
这些孩子们呢，他觉得说，他做任何事情，得到的任何事情都不需要付出代价。
They grow up thinking that they can do anything, get anything without having to pay any cost.
因为我们父母都给他付了这个代价。
Because the parents have paid all the costs for them.
所以这些孩子长大以后
，So after they've grown up,
他们都觉得他所有的一切都是靠他的本事得来的。
They think that everything they have earned.
他觉得他的能力很大呀。
They think they're actually very capable.
实际这些能力是他父亲的，是他母亲的。
But they're actually relying on the skills and capabilities of their parents.
那些孩子彼此来比来比去，这个手机，你的手机好，我的手机好。
And they're comparing with their friends. My cell phone's better than yours.
哪一个是你自己买的呢？
Which one of you actually bought your own cell phone?
那是你爸爸给你买的，是你妈妈给你买的。
It's your mom's. It's your dad's.
所以年轻孩子不要比这些东西。
So don't compete with these sort of things.
所以父母千万不要给孩子过早的给他这些豪华的奢侈品。
And parents, you must not like spoil your children with these products.
你知道为什么吗
？Why not?
因为他不配。
They don't.Deserve these things.
所以孩子们，你不要觉得穿个名牌你在学校挺牛的。
So young people, don't think, oh, I'm wearing this brand, and I go to school, and I'm so great because of this.
你拿着你不配的东西，你就那就是你的羞辱。
You're trying to show off with something that you haven't earned, and that's actually your shame.
但是我们大家通常都把它当作一种光彩，拿着什么 LV 包是吧？觉得挺光彩的。
But we always think that this is our glory. This is.
那是你的羞耻。
We always think it's our pride, but it's actually a disgrace.
所以父母千万不要过早的给孩子养成这种习惯。
So parents, you must not cultivate this sort of habit in your children.
你必须给他好的教训。
You must give them good teachings.
要与他那个年纪相称的。
That.Are appropriate for their age.
什么要与他的年纪相称呢
？What does that mean?
就是在他的年纪，他需要学习的东西，你必须要他学习到。
You need to teach them how to do the things they should know how to do by their age.
那天我记得是跟弟兄我们在探讨着孩子学习的问题。
The other day we were talking about the question of children studying.
我们讲到说小妹在那边很忙。累。
University students are very busy, very tired.
那小妹呢也很好，她觉得去打工赚一点钱。
They can sometimes work at the same time to earn some money.
那学习又要很好。
So they need to study hard.
那么你学习就会更加的紧张，就是一边工作一边学习。
So while studying and working at the same time, it puts more pressure on you.
所以那天我们就讲了说，我也讲到了我女儿，说大家都在谈论自己的孩子嘛。所以呢，我们就讲到说这孩子真的不容易。我也讲过说，哎呀，看到孩子呢晚上学那么晚，真心疼。
We were talking about how worried we were to see our children working, studying so hard late at night.
所以你看，我们星期六回去的时候，他通常睡得很晚很晚。
For example, when we go home on Saturday,
通常都是凌晨睡觉。
After midnight.
但是呢，他每次睡觉我都知道的。
But I know when she goes to sleep.
当他出去刷牙的时候，我就听到他在那里。
When she goes to brush her teeth, I hear it.
你会心疼不心疼？
I'm very
很心疼。
Worried.
但是我必须让他这么做。
But I must let her do things like this.
所以呢，星期天呢送他回学校的时候。
Last Sunday, I took my daughter back to her.
我就跟
他
说，我说你要吃好啊，要好好休息哈。
And I told her, oh, make sure you're eat well, eating well, go to sleep and stuff.
他就跟我说，他说，爸爸你怎么总关心我吃什么，早点睡休息呢？我没时间休息。
And then she said to me.Why are you always talking about eating and sleeping? I have no time to sleep.
但是这是我们做父母唯一能做的。
But as parents, that's the only thing we can do for them.
他要经历的，你就必须要他去经历。
There are things that your child must experience, and you must let them experience.
我们通常这样说，没事，孩子不用打工，你打工干嘛？爸爸有钱呢。
You might think, oh, you're still a student. You don't need to work. I have money for you.
当你用钱替代了他去工作的时候，他就变成了懒惰。
When you use money to make up for them not working, then they'll become lazy.
他就失去了一个能力。
They will not be able to gain skills.
我再给你讲一个我的反面的例子哈。
Here's an example of on the negative side.
Grace, 他呢运动系统呢不是很发达，不是很喜欢运动。
I think my daughter is very bad at physical.
Not very bad, not good at.
I think my daughter is very bad at physical activities.
那为什么吗？因为小的时候呢，我太爱她了，我走到那儿我都抱着。
Because when she was a kid, I would carry her everywhere.
你看看她来到这边的时候三岁半。
She came here when she was 3 and a half.
她经常给我们照相的。你去查一查早期她三四岁的、四五岁的时候照的相，大部分都是我抱她。
If you look at photos from back then, I would probably be holding her.
明白了，就是我剥夺了她在发展运动系统这个时间的里边的能力、学习能力。
I didn't give her the chance to learn how to walk.
对，因为她太可爱了。你说小时候她走两步到你面前就一举手，哎呀，抱起来，哎呀。所以我们不要剥夺我们儿女在学习当中他所必须要付出的代价。
So we must not take these opportunities for our children to learn the skills and have the experiences that they have to go through.
但是我们父母通常会有这样的心态， I can do it for you， 我可以替你做。
But as parents, we often think that we can do these things for our children.
千万不要这样。
But you must not do that.
我们要给他们好的教训。
We need to give them good teachings.
这好的教训也包括他们怎么样呢？有一个健壮的身体。
This involves how to stay in good health.
没问题的，孩子都累不坏的。
Don't worry, your children won't be so tired that they die. won't die of fatigue.
所以呢，今天呢，我们。再讲一个，就是我们父母不单要给他这样好的教训，而且我们自己也在这样的教训当中做榜样。
And parents must not only give these good teachings to their children, but they also must be good role models in these aspects.
如果我们说一套做一套的话，说和做的不一样的话，我们孩子更多的相信是我们所做的。
If we teach them things with our words, but we act totally differently.Chances are, children will learn from our actions.
是，所以我们父母在把这好的教训给孩子的时候呢，我们自己也活在这样好的教训当中。
So, parents must both teach their children these good teachings, but also live according to these teachings themselves.
但是给孩子们一个警告。
But a warning to children.
你不要在家里像警察一样。
Don't be like a police officer at home.
看你爸爸，爸爸，你和你说的不一样。
And just you know, point at your dad every time.
妈妈，你看你，你看你。
You're not following your own rules.
千万不要做警察啊。
Don't be the police officer.
所以呢？儿女会成为父母的祝福的。
Children will be a blessing to their parents.
因为你要清楚一件事，有个孩子在你的家里边，你会影响他的生命，影响他的成长，你的一举一动都会影响他。
Because you need to know that when you have a child in your home.
所以你不要觉得家里有个警察你不舒服。
You are teaching them you are their greatest influence, so don't be uncomfortable because there's a police officer in your house.
但是孩子，你也要清楚一件事情，爸爸妈妈也不完全。
But children, you also need to know that your parents aren't perfect.
他们也需要学习。
They also need to learn things.
但是他走得比你朝前的，在你的前面，他需要带领你。
They're still ahead, but they're still charged with teaching and guiding you.
你不要以为你认识了真理，认识了神，有了智慧。
Don't think, oh, because you know the Bible, you know God, you know wisdom.
你就可以超越你父母的权柄。
That you can surpass your parents' authority.
你超越不了。
No, you can't.
你不要觉得说，哎，我是基督徒了，我爸不是，所以听他的那不行。
You can't think like, oh, I'm a Christian, my dad's not, so I'm not going to listen to him.
啊，不可以啊。
No.
你爸爸说，赶紧去把那个垃圾倒了。
Your dad tells you to take out the trash.
你就去倒了。
Go take out the trash.
你不能说基督徒不倒垃圾。
You can't say, oh, Christians don't take out the trash.
那不行啊。
No.
所以今天我们讲的无论是对父母也好对我们孩子也好我们其实这段经文非常的好了下边就开始讲到他爸爸的切身的经历
So the next passage looks at the father's own experiences
所以他爸爸说什么呢爸爸所教训你的
Everything that the father teaches the son
都是爸爸所经历的
comes from his own experiences
都是从这教训当中得到了益处的
He's teaching him based on the advantages that he hasthe blessings that he has received from listening to his father's instruction.
所以教训给儿女的。
So he will teach his children the same teachings.
所以做儿女的你要顺服。
So as children you must obey.
你必须顺服。
You must obey.
你不顺服父母的权柄。
If you don't obey your parents' authority.
就是不顺服赐给父母权柄的上帝。
You are...then disobeying the God who gave your parents this authority.
好，我们今天就讲到这儿。